With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The Trump administration has until Monday to speed up nearly $2 billion in foreign aid payments. More from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The money is owed to partners of the U.S. Agency for International Development and the State Department for work already done before the funds were frozen. A federal judge ruled in favor of nonprofit groups and businesses that sued over the funding freeze, which has forced organizations around the world to slash services and lay off thousands of workers. The Trump administration has argued that presidents have wide authority to override congressional decisions on spending when it comes to foreign policy. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, a war monitoring group says the death toll has risen to more than 1,000 after 2 days of clashes between Syrian security forces and loyalists of ousted President Bashar Assad.
Ever since the toppling of the Assad regime late last year, Syria's new Islamist-led authorities have sought to portray themselves as a stabilizing force capable of healing the wounds caused by more than a decade of bitter civil war. Events in the provinces of Latakia and Tartus in recent days are a far cry from that vision. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the security forces have summarily executed large numbers of civilians and looted homes. The violence appears to have been triggered by an attack on government soldiers by gunmen loyal to the old regime.
Meanwhile, pro-Palestinian activists have vandalized one of President Trump's golf resorts in Scotland. They targeted Trump's Turnberry Golf Course and Hotel in southwest Scotland, painting "Gaza is not for sale" in giant letters on the lawn, and used red spray paint on the clubhouse exterior wall. Police in Scotland say an investigation is underway. You'll find more on these stories plus headlines at srnnews.com. A look at what Americans believe about spiritual matters with SRN's Michael Harrington.
The percentage of people who are non-religious is higher than ever, approaching one-third. But that doesn't mean that folks don't believe in anything bigger than themselves. The Pew Research Center reports that 83% of Americans believe in God or some sort of universal spirit. 86% think that every individual has a soul, not just a physical body. And 70% say there is an afterlife of some kind where all of us are going. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Leaders of the European Union will lift sanctions against Syria now that strongman Bashar Assad has no longer ruling. The Islamic rebels who took over the country late last year are so far treating Christians and other religious minorities with respect. Syrian Christian leaders are taking a cautiously optimistic stance for the moment, although they warn the rebels have made no specific promises. More on these stories at srnnews.com. The recovery of the gray wolf in North America is inching forward. With more, here's John Scott.
An annual population survey shows that there are now at least 286 Mexican gray wolves roaming parts of New Mexico and Arizona. That's 11% more than the previous year, and it marks the ninth straight year that the population of endangered animals has grown. A look at the numbers also shows there are 26 breeding pairs in the wild. Of the more than 160 pups born in 2024, just under half survived to the end of the year. John Scott reporting.
One arrest has been made and at least two more are expected in connection with the death of a 20-year-old Southern University student after an off-campus fraternity hazing ritual. Caleb Wilson, an engineering junior at the Baton Rouge School, died in late February. Police say Caleb McCray was arrested Thursday and faces charges of manslaughter and criminal hazing. More on these stories, plus more headlines at srnnews.com.